You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Mali has begun a transformation of its mining sector under a military-led government that took power following coups in 2020 and 2021. In August 2023, the government implemented a new mining code aimed at increasing state ownership and revenue from mining assets. An implementing decree in April 2025 further detailed these changes, prioritizing state interests in strategic mineral zones. The new regulations limit the number of exploration permits an entity can hold and require government approval for any transfer or change of control in mining permits. The state's free share in mining ventures remains at 10%, but total ownership can now reach up to 30% with priority dividend rights. This marks a significant shift from the previous 2019 code, which capped state and private Malian interest at 20% in new projects. The new code also removed tax exemptions for mining companies and mandates local hiring and sourcing from Malian businesses. These regulatory changes have led to conflicts with mining companies and a decline in Mali's gold production, which fell by 23% last year to 51 metric tons. Despite these challenges, companies like Endeavor Mining, Fabula Gold, and Bagama Mining have agreed to transition to the new mining code. A memorandum of understanding was established with Somika SA, which is 80% owned by Endeavor and 20% by the Malian government. The specifics of these agreements remain undisclosed, and the three companies represent a small portion of Mali's gold production. Fabula and Bagama began production in 2021, each contributing 500 kilos, while the Kalana project managed by Somika has not yet started production. Somika's director stated that mine construction will begin 6 months after the agreement's signing, with production expected 18 months thereafter. Somika is projected to operate for 10 years, generating annual revenue of 135 billion CFA francs, 238.9 million. Bagama and Fabula are anticipated to have 5-year lifespans, with revenues of 50 billion and 75 billion CFA francs respectively, creating approximately 2,000 jobs each. Barrick Mining, Mali's largest gold producer, has faced challenges, with operations at its Loulo-Gounkoto complex suspended since mid-January. The government obstructed Barrick's gold exports and seized 3 metric tons of gold bullion. In mid-July, military helicopters removed an additional ton of gold, valued at approximately US$117 million from the complex. Authorities may have sold the gold to support state-controlled mine operations. A Malian court appointed former Health Minister Soumana Makaji as temporary administrator of the Loulo-Gounkoto complex in June. Barrick's subsidiaries retain ownership, but control over operations has shifted to an external administrator. Barrick has called the ruling unjustified and expressed concern over the detention of its employees. A Malian judge rejected Barrick's appeal to free its 4 detained employees. Barrick has initiated arbitration proceedings at the World Bank's International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes, ICSID. The core dispute revolves around increased taxes, revised contracts, and regulatory crackdowns. Mali's government aims to increase its share of mining profits, having identified that the country was not receiving a fair share. This has led to the removal of tax exemptions and attempts to increase state and private interests in mining projects. The conflict intensified with the seizure of gold at Barrick's complex and the placement of the Loulo-Gounkoto complex under state control. The government accuses Barrick of failing to pay taxes, royalties, and dividends owed to the state. They also claim Barrick's contract does not reflect Mali's legitimate interests and has kept the state out of mine management. This aggressive stance aligns with broader trends among military governments in Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, seeking greater mining revenue. The new mining code and aggressive tactics have created regulatory uncertainty, spooking foreign investors. Increased state ownership and removal of tax exemptions signal higher risks for international capital. While Mali aims to leverage high commodity prices, these actions could deter new foreign investment and lead to reconsideration by existing companies. The shift towards Russian interests complicates the landscape for traditional Western investors. Regulatory uncertainties have negatively impacted investment and production, despite Mali being a leading gold producer. The country faces a political and security crisis stemming from armed group attacks and separatist conflicts since 2012. Copyright African Elements.